Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, July 15th, 2025. It's summer in Maine, so as usual, there are many things on our community calendar and happening throughout the area. Here's just a sample. The Island Soundscape Project, the latest work, Soundmarks, is an immersive sound installation that opened over the last weekend in Sedgwick at the First Baptist Church. It's a multi-channel sound piece with speakers built into sculptures that are placed throughout the church. The work is based on recordings gathered at a wide variety of Maine Coast Heritage Trust preserves, and it's part of an ongoing collaboration and celebration of the church's restoration project at the invitation of the Sedgwick Brooklyn Historical Society. The Soundmarks installation will be open every day from sunrise until sunset through Saturday, August 8th at the Sedgwick First Baptist Church. The Bangor Historical Society will lead a Soldiers at Rest walking tour in Mount Hope Cemetery this coming Sunday. Quote, focused on the stories of some of the hundreds of Maine men who fought in America's Civil War, Soldiers at Rest walks the grounds of Bangor's Mount Hope Cemetery. Thousands of Maine men left the Pine Tree State between 1861 and 1865 when they enlisted in the Civil War. This tour tells their stories and includes a saga of the Bangor Tigers of the 2nd Maine Volunteers who left Bangor in 1861 and the 1st Maine Heavy Artillery that mustered in Bangor in 1862 as the 18th Maine. 604 men from the 1st Maine Heavy Artillery died in a single battle, the Siege of Petersburg, in June 1864. It was the largest single-day loss of any regiment throughout the course of the war. End quote. That's happening on Sunday, June 20th at 10. Tickets are required in advance, and the tour is capped at 30 people. For more information or to purchase tickets, contact curator at bangorhistoricalsociety.org. Opera House Arts in Stonington has a full schedule this month. The three events that are closest to right now are starting with one happening tonight. Him for Her return to the Opera House with their, quote, juiced up backwoods country blues with a dose of desert rock psychedelia. They, end quote. They'll perform at 6 p.m. tonight as part of their Live for $5 program. And then coming up later in the week, multiple Grammy Award-winning artist Quentin Baxter will headline the 25th annual Deer Isle Jazz Festival. That's happening on 17th and 18th at 7 p.m. That's Thursday and Friday this week. On the 18th, the Quentin Baxter Quintet will blend modern jazz with Gullah traditions of his native Charleston, South Carolina. And on the 19th, the Opera House will move to the beat of Quentin Baxter's African Marketplace, celebrating Abdullah Ibrahim. The performance will celebrate the influence of the renowned South African pianist through arrangements and compositions that honor his legacy. That's happening at the Opera House Arts in Stonington, and they have a full schedule, like I said, for July, so be sure to check them out. Their website is operahousearts.org. The College of the Atlantic Harvest Farm Dinner returns this week. Quote, a beloved evening of local food and community spirit returns this summer, coordinated by Share the Harvest, College of the Atlantic student-led food access initiative. The Share the Harvest Farm Dinner will take place at COA Beach Hill Farm on Friday, July 18th. The three-course meal prepared by Havana Restaurant features produce and provisions from COA's Beach Hill and Peggy Rockefeller Farms. Tickets are available at coa.edu/sharetheharvest. Proceeds directly benefit low-income families on Mount Desert Island by increasing their access to fresh organic produce from the Beach Hill Farm. Nearly one in five children in Hancock County live in food-insecure households, according to Maine's 2025 Food Insecurity Fact List. End quote. Again, that event is happening on Friday evening, July 18th. Tickets are available at coa.edu/sharetheharvest. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.